Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
Well, these days, it is so easy to compare yourself on social media to other parents. There are blogger moms who always seem to be dreaming up some great fun educational activity, and maybe you find yourself struggling just to even make it through your child's schoolwork. It is so easy, though, to fall into the cycle of comparison and to get discouraged. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta. He's the Vice President of Parenting and Youth here at Focus on the Family, and today we've got a conversation for you. From Jim Daly, Jim and I talked to Sarah Parshall Perry, who described the pressure she felt as a mom to compete with other women and how she began to overcome those feelings. And here's how we began that conversation.
Sarah, let me just turn to everybody. Okay, moms, roll your sleeves up. We're going to get into the hard stuff now. If that wasn't hard enough.
Oh, but that was the easy stuff.
That was the
now
easy stuff. There was a chapter in your book where you talk about what you called mean moms.
Yes.
And you said women, these are women who shame each other over how perfect their families are and why their parenting method is best. And you guys constantly compare notes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do it throughout the day.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So what is this mean mom thing, and what would you want to say to the mean mom listening?
Oh, my gosh. Well, here's what I believe. First of all, I don't think we mothers in Christendom, are any less subject to this problem, right? This issue of comparison is sort of spotlighted in this journey of motherhood. And I think it's because we go from such a myriad of different perspectives and professions and life experiences to this one thing we all share in common. And it's this way of parenting and stewarding this one thing that makes us feel as though we have a better way of doing it. And so that ultimately stems from our insecurities, doesn't it? It's a question of how we see ourselves and what we worry about in our own journeys, because parenting is, it is a journey that can be fraught with insecurity. Every decision you make, is this the right one? Am I doing something wrong? Did I make a mistake here? And so when you amplify that and you put that in a group of women who've all made the same decision to have children in the first place, and yet they all have different ways of doing things, you really take those insecurities and you magnify all of them. So I think we have a tendency to do it in the church as well. And I have a tendency to specifically seek out women who don't promote that kind of a perspective, who are very open about their brokenness and their flaws. And let me tell you, I'm not great about PTA meetings. I'm a PTA member. I don't come to all the meetings. And I will tell you this, I don't beg for the meetings. I will send you store-bought cookies, and that's what I will do. And let me tell you, sometimes homework is, Jesse, sit next to me. We're going to read together, and I'm going to give you a Passover. It's not 2 hours of instruction after school, which some moms do. I have never posted anything on Pinterest. I never will, because I cannot cook or decorate like that. And let me tell you, I have shown up to school in my pajamas. And I walked in the front door, and then I had the secretary tell me, you know, you could have just dropped him off in Carline. And I said, but ladies, you would have missed the show.
Yeah, so that's good. I could see, as an attorney, you probably have the urge to yell objection at those PTA meetings.
Yes,
I object. I can hear that now. Hey, let me ask you this too. You mentioned the book, this concept, and I want you to explain it. Why the kindest mothers you know are also the most secure.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A beautiful statement. Connect those dots between kindness and security.
I think it goes for how we parent as well as our relationships with our children. And that nature of kindness and security in oneself allows us to be kind to other women who may have made different choices or who may be acting out or acting catty by virtue of their own insecurities. And it's given me, after these years, these 14 years on this parenting journey, an ability to recognize when somebody who presents a perfect image might actually be struggling with something behind the scenes.
Interesting.
And so I have gotten to the point now where the Lord has just blessed me with a level of security, and I know that I have committed this journey to the Lord. I do the best I can do. I commit the results to Him. And it's given me a freedom to be able to see other women who I recognize as struggling with that hyper perfection as a manifestation of really thinking, oh, maybe I'm not good enough. And so I have to make it look like I'm really knocking everything out of the park. And it's hard. It's so hard. We have to give ourselves grace.
I so appreciate Sarah's honesty and her insight. And Danny, I think pretty much every parent, moms and dads, struggle with this kind of comparison. It might be the amount of family time we have or what we're doing for our kids' schooling or whatever it is. What's your advice, especially though for moms, not just dads, but for moms especially, to deal with this kind of comparison trap?
It is. It's a very difficult thing for moms to not compare. We're just, as humans, we do that. We compare with others to see, are we doing well? Are we not doing well? And in the world of editing, you can edit out all the mistakes and all the difficulties, the boring parts, and create a highlight reel. And that's what comes through social media. You want to get more traffic, and the more engaging something is, the more traffic you're gonna get. So I really want to tell moms to give yourself room to be imperfect, to be molded and transformed on a daily basis. This is not a competition with anyone else except for the opportunity to connect with your children. And the more humble, the more you develop humility and understanding that you are going to be imperfect, the better the parent you'll be. Consistently, research points to the fact that humility needs to be developed in a child early on as they develop to grow well into their development as children. And so as a parent, you can model that. You can enter with the fact that you don't have to be in any way perfect. You can expect mistakes every day and see them as beautiful opportunities for growth.
How important is it for us to have real relationships? I'm thinking of my wife who doesn't do social media, but who is really plugged into a couple of different groups of people that seem to share similar struggles with her. In other words, it's not the plasticky stuff. It's real life that she's interacting with. It seems like it's pretty important for us to center ourselves on real relationships.
That, very definitely. That's an important key piece to moms, having an outlet, being able to see that other people are having struggles. The caution I'll put in there is that sometimes moms use that as a place to unload and gossip with one another about other people's struggles. This needs to be an honest place, a safe place to share struggles, but then to bring hope into those as a community, committing to the fact that these are struggles, yet we have hope. Let's encourage one another, build each other up as we go back into our homes energized.
Excellent. Well, we heard from Sarah Parshall Perry, and her book is called Mommy Needs a Raise. It really is a great book of encouragement and some good, honest dialogue about the challenges. If you can, please make a donation today of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. Support us as we try to support moms and dads around the world. Make a donation, and we'll send a copy of that book out to you as our way of saying thanks for joining the support team. Click on the episode notes or call 800, the letter A in the word family, to donate and get that book. And Danny and his team have a great collection of articles and videos and all sorts of other resources on our website to help you in your parenting journey, so be sure to stop by if it's been a while. We'll hear more from Sarah Parshall Perry next time, and she'll have further advice to help you find joy in motherhood. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.